Peter Piper picked a peck of pickle peppers, if Peter Piper picked a peck of pickle peppers, then how many pickle peppers did Peter Piper pick?
Peter Piper picked one peck of pickle peppers is how many peck of Peter Piper pepper pepper pepper. I was so close.
Was there any other one of those? That was kind of fun.
She sells
Yes.
Toy boat.
Listener, I wish you could be here because the expression that
toy
Zachary makes
boat.
It's like he like exits reality for a second to
There's
focus
intently. There's
an exorcism
intently. Happening right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like toy boat. That's crazy. Yeah.
Toy boy.
Seashell. No, she sells seashells by the seashore.
We just got back from a small group, I guess you could say.
Yes, we did.
Which we do together, along with a group of people that I don't really know from Adam. I mean, I know Jack, but...
There's this, like... I mean, I guess it's maybe this way always. I don't know. I didn't feel it as much in, like, high school or college, but, like, I feel like there's, like, this 6 to 12-month period when you first meet somebody as an adult that, like, you see them, like, regularly enough to know their name and what they do, but, like, you're not really close until you get past that first year, you know?
You think that's because it's hard to, at least for college, you have a bunch of stuff that you're guaranteed to have in common. Like, oh, we go to similar classes. We're like living in the CSF house, whatever. There's some built-in things. We both have like no clue what we want to do with our life or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there's some built-in things. But then like when you think about it, 22, 23, that can mean a lot. Are you married with 3 kids? Are you single without 3 kids? Like what's going on? So it can mean a lot. And I don't think anyone there is married with 3 kids. But I mean, it's just such a different stage of life.
Mm-hmm.
And like people are in vastly different careers or it feels like we're diverging, maybe. So is that what you think?
I feel like that's what it is. And also it's like, I don't know, when you're in college, it's like, if I'm talking to somebody that I'm not, like, if I'm talking to somebody random and they're like, oh yeah, I'm like a biochemistry major. And I'm like over here, like a media major or something. Like, I feel like there's more, you can move past that because none of you know what you're really doing because you're learning it. And so it's not like you're going to talk about your major very much. Like that's like 30 seconds maybe in the conversation. And then you're going to talk about hometown and what did you watch Phineas and Ferb when you were, you know, like that kind of stuff. Whereas I think because like young professionals are just like doing their job for the first time, maybe, or like have been doing it, like they know a lot more. And so then you're more apt to talk about work because you're there for 40 hours a week. And you know more about it.
I found myself doing that, Joe. I was like, these stupid, silly people that talk about work. And here I am talking about work. It's like, what else is there to talk about? It's all consuming. It's like, it consumes all.
It is.
Work consumes all.
It does. It's like, that's what you either talk about, the work or the weather.
Not the weather.
I know. But that's real. Like, I talked about the weather so much today.
I was like, man, it's not as cold as I thought. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm becoming a... You can either talk about that, or you can talk about the grippy little strength deals that they had at the house, because there was some lady that was hosting us.
Oh, yeah.
And they had this little grip thing, and that I'm like, fun. I need to buy them. They look cheaper on eBay, but we're having fun passing around.
The Grip Master. It was really cool.
Yeah, the Grip Master is super cool. Check out the Grip Master, not sponsored.
Not sponsored, but we want to be.
I wish. I said in the thing I wanted to be sponsored.
The icebreaker.
I love the Grip Master.
So it was, the icebreaker was, if you were sponsored by any two companies, what companies would you sponsor?
And I think implicit in that was like, oh, they'll give you free stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what it's really asking is, what do you want? Unlimited gift card with unlimited money and funds. Like, that's what it was really asking. So, you know, Target with Starbucks inside, it could be a cheat code potentially. But I mean, I thought Apple would be good. And then in the moment, I thought Grip Master, but I could probably think of a better one. I mean, if you want to cheat the system, you could do maybe groceries, or like there could be
Visa.
Visa. Like, yeah, if you just want free money, maybe. But
yeah,
there may be some sponsorships that pay so well they are effectively free money.
Yeah,
and then it's like doesn't matter if they give you free products or not. But yeah, I don't know. I have to think about that.
My answer was Comfort Colors and Toyota.
The CSF T-shirts made with Comfort Colors.
Mm. Every time.
They win in your mind as far as durability and all those things.
Yeah, well, that's a... Okay, durability, I'm finding that if I wear them a lot, like more than once a week, they'll last, realistically, they'll like look good for like 2 years, maybe 3 years, because it's just a lot of wear and tear. Like, for instance, like there was one of them I bought my sophomore year, and then like last year I was wearing it and I went to take it off, and I guess I put my hand in the same place every single time. So, like, I noticed there was a hole between where the seam where the neck meets the fabric on the, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
And so then I just kept pulling at it, like, accidentally, because it's just habit to pull there, you know, because anyway, so I'm noticing that in some of them that I've had for a longer time. That one was from 2020, so it lasted, what, 3 years, 3.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have one from like 2022 that's still pretty good. That they fray really nicely, like on the edges. At least I kind of like that vibe. I don't know. Not everybody likes it, but I like it.
Because I've had that CSF Comfort Colors t-shirt for a while. It looks in good condition. I haven't worn it like a ton. And I know because I think the 20, like special 2023 mm-hmm. or 2024 senior shirt that I got that's
did
like
you,
special.
Yeah,
I think
it was the blue one or the gray one?
Gray one. So 2023, right?
Yes,
gray.
2023.
And then there was a special. Same design for 2024,
design 2024,
but blue was the only difference is the color.
Yeah.
So reused the design. That's fair. And changed the number.
So that was like so for those listening, we at CSF, we at the end of every service, we say go in grace and peace on mission for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think it was me, but somebody had the idea to put that on a shirt. And then I was thinking about for our seniors, when seniors graduate, usually we got like books or like a mug or something, and we still get books, but instead of a mug, what we've decided to do is like do shirts. And so we get like, it's this class of blank, whatever it is. So we've done 23 and 24 so far on the front. And then on the back, it says, go in grace and peace on mission for Christ, which is, I think, is pretty cool. I don't know. Would
it
you prefer
cool.
a mug?
No, I'm not going to use a mug. We have,
really?
We have so many mugs.
See, exactly.
My mom
That's
and dad collect
thinking.
Mugs until
Everybody
we have mugs out the eyeballs.
Yes.
And we do not need more
so
mugs.
Like,
and I use cups instead of mugs anyway.
CSF mugs are really cool. I actually have one that I found at Goodwill my sophomore year, which is hilarious because some other CSF alum must have got
other
rid of
alum
it.
Is like, yeah, trashing the merch. Come on.
Yeah,
now.
I know.
Get out of here.
But I've actually, okay, do you think that this is a valid strategy? Buy, like, if I like over ordered CSF merch and then like intentionally went and put it in Goodwill, like gave it to Goodwill, so then all the hipsters bought it and then started wearing it in their circles.
It's actually not bad. Well, I'm not sure
it's
if
like
it would
underground
work.
Marketing.
I'm not sure if it would work, but I mean, maybe it would.
I don't know. Like, if you have to do it in like shapes.
Be honest, Joe, how much this is going to wreck your ability to sell stuff. How much does it cost? Because is it like making money? Are you making money? Are you passing the cost directly to them and making $0 and cents and also wasting a bunch of time ordering?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're a nonprofit, so it's not like we're not
profitable
to make
non-profit.
Money on it, you know? So
is it like five or six per shirt and you charge
it
five or six?
Yeah, I think, let's see here. I work with, so we do with, shout out to KC Designs, Carl and Cheryl are phenomenal. In the past, let me think about this. When we did Comfort Color shirts the first time, they were like, I think they were three colors, and I think they were maybe like 15 or less or something, which honestly really isn't very bad. I mean, it's a Comfort Color shirt. It's a design that's like customized and it lasts for a while. Like, I don't know.
Do you buy the shirts through KC as well, or you just give them a bunch of blank shirts and say, have fun?
I could do that probably, but they have like, they're like verified.
Oh, they have some secret deal.
Yeah,
they're sponsored. They have some secret deal.
Yeah, so they get deals from, I think, like suppliers. I think. I don't know that.
Yeah, they probably buy such bulk that they can get a
good deal. I tell them what shirt we want, and I tell them, I give them the design and the sizes and the numbers of each, and then they do it for us, and it's really cool. I love, it's one of the coolest things in my life so far that that I have gotten to like wear stuff that I've designed, you know?
That is cool.
It's one of my favorite things.
You really made it in life.
I really feel like I have, you know? And the funny thing is when I see other people out in the wild wearing something I've designed, dude, it happened twice.
Which happens a lot because you work at CSF. And
yes.
You're CSF.
No, dude,
but
yes.
You're saying you saw someone who went to CSF in the wild, quote unquote.
So on very first Thursday, I gave a shirt to some guy that I'd never met before. And then literally the next day, I was in Ellettsville at the Papa Freaking John's, okay? And I saw this guy walk out with the shirt I had given him the day before. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, what are you doing in Ellettsville? Like,
get out of here.
Student, like, they don't cross 69. You know, like, they stay on their side. But then to like see him wearing something I had designed and literally given him the night before, crazy. And then I was at a cross country meet for one of my brothers and I saw somebody had, well, it's got it on my phone. I'm pointing at it. It's Walk by the Spirit sticker that I designed.
That is creatively a crosswalk yellow triangle.
Yes.
Thing.
And it says Walk by the Spirit. There you go. But I saw it on the back of somebody's phone and I was like,
and you didn't know the person.
No, I don't know. I don't really know her. I don't know how she got it, but I was like, that's crazy. And there's like, I don't know, it's just a really cool feeling.
Imagine what it'd be like to invent the iPhone. Every single person has one.
That's like ultimate accomplishment.
It doesn't get much more than ultimate accomplishment there. You're right. The students don't cross 69, except they probably do because they go to the Goodwill and stuff.
The hipster cool ones do, yeah.
But then the normie ones
but
don't
really
cross
think about. 69. I mean, there's no reason to. Like, I was talking to the new worship leader at Westside recently, and he was talking about how they want more students, but like,
they're too far.
Students just don't come over there, you know?
Sherwood Oaks even sometimes struggles a little. And like, we're kind of close. And then I imagine Westside community, you know, definitely struggles as well. Unless you have some really good reason, like if you rent a house over there, I don't know.
But yeah.
Most people probably don't unless you're a grad student.
Yeah, exactly. So it's hard to get people from campus if you don't. Like, that's, I mean, CSF is.
Because you don't have to go very far outside of campus. Like, once you're past Chick-fil-A on 3rd Street or, you know, whatever, it's like, oh, no more students.
Yeah, exactly.
No student has ever gone to this gas station before. Yeah. Wow, look at that. It's just funny, which is not true.
Which is such I love the.
It's interesting.
Like, paradox of Bloomington in that way that, like, you can be downtown Bloomington, like, there's, I mean, not that we're like New York City or anything, but like there's places that you'd find in Indy in Bloomington. You drive 30 minutes to Whitehall and there's like one Prius in the county. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
the rest is just pickup trucks.
Exactly.
Diesel.
It's like, things. Yeah. And not that I'm just saying it's this paradox of like Bloomington being in the middle of, you know, backwoods Southern Indiana is just crazy.
Well, yeah, it is a paradox because it's like, if you think about it, yeah, you're absolutely right because we've got this campus. Go anywhere other than this tiny little bubble area thing.
Exactly.
It's like fields, cornfields, nothing, trucks.
Yep.
I don't know, but it's like, it's exactly what you expect for Indiana.
Yep.
And it's just really interesting.
It is. It is.
Because like, it's not like, it's not a big city, right? It's not Toronto. I've been to Toronto in Canada. I've been to Chicago. I've been to these different places.
Yeah.
That's not what this is.
Nope.
But it is like, very different than what it's around.
Absolutely.
And you don't, all you do is go to Ellettsville and you're like, wow, this is very different.
Very different.
And then you go to any other town, it's like, wow, this is very different. There's like one stoplight here. This is the town we used to go to the bathroom when we like are doing our trip. And it's like, but there are people who live and die here and there's, you know, people here with all our whole lives. And one thing that does remind me of though is that we're still on bullet point one, but I was thinking, you know, the whole like, oh, places you can't go type stuff that we always talk about, like how you'll never see everything.
Yes.
And well, the people's houses next to you, you'll never see what's inside them. Whoa.
Yeah.
And if I think about that too hard, my brain does explode. So I won't think about it too hard. But I was thinking like, you know, the movie theater that closed down like on the east side.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, no one can go in there. Whoa. All these spooky theaters with all the rats and cobwebs. Yeah. Whoa. All these abandoned chairs. Whoa. Anyway, maybe it's not like that.
That's
cool
where
when
I
think
first
about
saw
it,
Endgame. But,
Yeah. I saw it on the west side, but...
Really?
It was kind of a cruddy theater. Like, it wasn't well taken care of.
Yeah.
Like, but the problem is the west side used to be kind of nice, and now it's, like, dirty, and they don't clean it, and it's understaffed.
And instead of calling it... What do they call it? They call it classic because it's old, and they haven't restored it.
Yeah, they haven't... Because I bet if you went to, a newer AMC, I don't know if there's one in Indy or whatever, but I bet the new ones are pretty nice. But they don't have to be nice because they're the only game in town. Mm-hmm. So what we need to do is we need a competition to come in, show them who's boss...
Yep.
Put them out of business.
Yep.
But then they get bad. So we need like two or three healthy to have a healthy market.
Just in case.
Like there's if you put one up semi near campus, like there'll absolutely be like so much traffic. There'll be a line out the door every night. Like
absolutely.
If you make it halfway decent. Anyway, these people are going to, you know, they're going to spend money. If you bill it, they will come.
Have you been to the one in Bedford?
Here it's really nice. No, I have not.
Have you been to one with a recliner?
I want to go to
one. Dude, I don't think, honestly, I don't think you should because you would never ruin the side
like,
again.
I will not even look at this classic experience garbage thing. Yeah, yeah. Are there waiters where there's like an iPad and you can like, bring me another popcorn.
I've not been to that.
Like, why don't you wait on me hand and foot?
I've
like,
never
they
been
do
to one
those.
Of that one, one of those, but like, I've been to one, there's one, I've been to one in Indy and Evansville and then Florida, maybe Colorado too, I think, when I was out there. But like, it's crazy and it's so nice. And then you go back to the west side of Bloomington and it's like, ugh, you feel like you have to like wash your clothes when you get
you up, do. I was like, know? I need to bathe in Purell, wash in lava temperature water, burn off the burn and burn these clothes. They're
like a
total loss.
Dramatic, but it's just, it, you know,
and
it could be much nicer.
Yeah. Time. Joe's not as germophobic as me. So if he's saying it, like it's bad.
Yep. It is. It's not.
You hold your breath in the bathroom. You're like, it's like, this hasn't been clean.
Be so much better than this.
So I was thinking about that. I was thinking about no one can go in that old movie theater. I think some kids like tried to break in or whatever and like tripped the silent alarm and the police showed up and it was probably
really
it was a whole thing like a small news story or whatever. So that is a thing. No one can go in the old Macy's. There's probably a way to get in, but yes. No one can go in. How like big and crazy it is in there, and just pitch dark all the time. It's probably crazy. Anything could be in there.
I'm waiting for like spooky, because we were getting a Dave and Buster's, which is super cool. Did you know that?
Yeah, because they did the like secret hide the ticket around Bloomington thing that got found in 1 second. You know what I'm talking about? There was some ticket or some deal where they would release a clue. I think the clue was maybe tracks or something, and it was hidden in Switchyard Park. But there was like some deal where whoever found this magic ticket or token could like be the first one there, like Willy Wonka style.
Dude, that's cool.
Needless to say, Mom and Carter did not find the golden ticket as much as they tried.
That's But like, I'm just waiting for some, you know, either a big apartment to get built on top of Macy's and like be connected to the mall, or like,
oh, that'd be really cool. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Cool.
Like, make it like a
that could bring
style.
The mall kind of back to life.
You're right. I think you're totally right. Or like some, you know, big, I don't know, like Trader Joe's or like, you know, like something like that to come into the ACMC. I mean,
it's kind of a waste of land, but it's like, it's weird. It's like, what's going on? Cause it's like, you have this weird, like economically, I'm not sure what is causing this, but it's like, we have this super nice luxury apartment building. That's like huge. And then we have like broken down Macy's.
Literally.
It's
right
like,
next
wait,
to
how
it.
Do
yeah.
we, like, if you build something, you've gotten like a lot of people who have a decent amount of money, let's be honest, who are like going to go shop there.
Yeah.
Yet no one's opening anything, and the mall's also dead, even though it's right next to the... It's like, this doesn't make sense. I don't get it. And then Chick-fil-A and Target are packed, and then all the other stores are, like, weird. Mm-hmm. And the more you walk in the mall, which we've been walking in the mall a little, like, the weirder things get, the weirder the vibe gets. It's like, once you pass the massage chair, it's like, what are they doing in that community center over there? What are they doing in that massage parlor? Yeah. What are they doing in that, what is it, like, the Medicare store? What are they doing in this? They've got all sorts of stuff.
Wow.
Every time you walk in, it's like, you turn around, and there's a new store. And you turn around, it's gone, it closed, and then you...
Yep.
And there's just like, there's a store that just does scrubs. Remember, there's like a bunch of stuff.
Aeropostale. Or no. Yeah.
Oh, the weird, like, the scary store with like the weird
with the
darkness and the
out front. Yeah.
Am I remembering that right? They play like techno music all hours of the day.
Yeah.
I was always like, mommy, I'm scared. When I was, you know, probably 17. But it was a pretty scary store, let's be honest. But not really my vibe. It smelled very colonial when you went colonial in there. Yeah.
Like Axe body spray.
Yeah, they just dump gallons of Axe body spray in there.
Vents.
Yeah. So never went in. Did you go in? I regret going.
Yeah,
Build-A-Bear still. Build-A-Bear still rocking.
Is...
Luca Pizza and Chick-fil-A and Annie's, whatever the heck.
Yep.
I've heard we have one kid at church that calls it like the wrong thing every time, so now I'm messed up. It is Auntie Anne's, I thought. But he calls it like Auntie Annie's or something ridiculous. And then you have disgusting. Like Auntie Anne's and like you can
Auntie
mix and match.
I always called it Auntie Anne's.
I think it's really called Auntie Anne's. Auntie Anne's is gross.
Like
Auntie Annie is so funny though. So you got that. Build-A-Bear is indestructible. A-Zip is probably indestructible
Old Navy.
Now.
We have an Old Navy.
Old Navy's indestructible.
Cool. Yeah.
What else is indestructible?
I think A-Zip. A-Zip has kind of made a name for itself.
I love A-Zip. For sure. And then there's like some different Chinese places. There's like three in a row in the food court. They've kind of, I think they've battled it out. Because for a while it was like one store would like battle the others out and then it would be empty and then they'd, you know.
Yeah.
But now there's like three, I guess, Chinese food-ish adjacent foods in a row. And then Chick-fil-A is invincible. So,
I mean,
the food court's busy. It's just so strange, you know? It's like, it's going to die. It's going to die. Nope, it's not going to die.
It's
still
dying. And I really think, I mean, like, I think if some apartment, like, business could totally buy the Macy's and transform it into, like, an apartment complex.
Right, because it's like,
a village, like...
It's like rezoning is no issue. Like, we'll take Kmart and we'll rezone it and we will make it this big paradise where people can spend way too much on rent.
Exactly.
And why don't we do that for... And then it fills up and we make tons of money and let's do the same for Macy's.
Yeah, exactly.
And let's connect it to the mall. Yeah. Let's have this cool downstairs area and have it... That would be super cool, actually. I would like...
Yeah, and then it's connected
to
the mall.
It's like, don't mind if I do.
You know? Like, that does so much for the mall. Like, I don't know. Or you can make it a movie theater.
See, that'd be better. That's the thing. Like, malls are cool. Every mall needs a movie theater. I mean, malls are really cool, Joe. You've got, like, all these dead mall YouTube channels where they, like, walk around. Have you seen
these? So cool.
And they're like, well, here's this mall in Colorado that no one stepped foot in except this one, like, weird guy over here. But,
dude.
And then it's like, oh, it's almost going to die.
But. Have you seen the ones where they, like, explore old abandoned
mega churches? Oh, I love those. Oh, mega churches. That'd be creepy. I've seen the ones where they do abandoned malls. Mega churches is creepy.
There's at least one I've seen that was.
That'd
like
be super cool.
Like, one of the biggest mega churches in the nation or something for, like, the 70s or something. I don't know. In the 70s. Well, now that I've been climbing, like, all of my ideas are like that. Yeah. Well, it's like, how do you, like, what if you made it into a big climbing gym? You know, like. Oh, so cool. Have you been? Well, because I went to a climbing gym in Indy, Hoosier Heights in Indy, and they have, I mean, it's so much bigger than the one here.
They have like a 25 story course.
They really do. Completely stupid it's stuff. Crazy. Was I talking to you about that recently?
Yeah, you mentioned it.
Yes. Yeah. And like, I mean, literally it's probably, well, I don't know about twice as big as the biggest, like tall as the tallest rope course, but.
So I guess like a good, how tall is it in feet or meters, and how like long does it take to climb if you're decent at it? Like an hour?
Do they have a height? No, they don't. Okay. Well, it's an old warehouse, so it's very tall. It's very, very tall. It's like very tall.
Oh, Joe, is it very tall?
It's very tall. Okay. I don't know. It's hard to, I'm not good with measurements. I would say like it would be at least 10 of me, if not more. So like over 60 feet. Are you looking it up?
Walls as tall as 45 feet in Indianapolis.
What? It's got to be more than that.
Walls as tall as 45 feet.
Well, maybe I'm just like overestimating it because it's...
But you're tall, so everything just seems short. Bad. It's like, wow, this course really took 1 second because you're like, you mentioned that there was one course that was like easy course that was like 12 feet. It's like, Joe, you're halfway there. You stand next to me.
Yeah, that's
like,
oh, so true.
I'm halfway there. I can jump and get it.
That's why people told me I should do it is because I'm tall. So yeah, you can just cheat like the reach system. Up and grab stuff.
Yeah, that, cheat the system. Yeah.
Anyway, we should go sometime.
We already had this conversation, Joe, at a recent wedding, and I said I hate heights and do not want to go unless I want to stay in like the beginner room. In which case, maybe I could just stay in the beginner room.
I think the bowling room could be fun.
But yeah,
because I think you've got you got the strength.
I think I do have the strength, but do I have the courage to go on the heights?
Strength of heart.
I do not know that I do have the strength of heart. Because then the problem is my palms would just sweat too much, which then as I got higher they'd sweat more, which would make me not be able
to
climb.
You were chalk. That's why you do.
Oh, that's true. There was always like the guys, like the muscle guys that were like, hey guys. And then they would be like putting gallons of chalk on their hand.
I have some, so you can use it.
There was this one kid who was really good at climbing, and we went like, I think it was like a middle school core group thing at church. And it was funny because he like just like ripped off his shirt and had like six pack abs and stuff. He was like, watch this. Just like climb as fast as he could. I was like, a lot of skill there.
A lot of unchecked pride and testosterone right there.
It's like, bro, it's funny. I know, I still laugh about it. But anyway, climbing's good. So I rode in a Tesla this evening.
Yeah, you did.
It was unexpected because there's this one person who will remain nameless who goes to the group, who I've, you know, kind of got to know last time we had the group. And then I saw it parked on the street when I got there. I was like, I wonder who owns that. And someone in the neighborhood? I don't know. And then I was like, I'm going to see who owns it. I'm going to like be on my phone in the car so I can see who it is. So it's like, oh, it's the guy I have really good rapport with. So I'm like, you know what, Joe, in life, sometimes one lesson that you need to learn is that the worst they can say is no.
That's true.
It's like, this applies for many things. But I was like, kind of went up to him and waved. And he was like, because obviously whenever you, you know, walk up to someone who is like in a car at night and don't expect it,
that's true.
Their natural reaction is going to be, whoa.
Yeah, very true.
Anyway, after we got past that, I was like, can we go for a ride in your car? He's like, sure, why not? Hop in. So I went to the passenger side, trundled through some snow. And there was a very unique handle where you almost needed to push in and then it came out and then you grabbed it. But it was kind of, it was interesting. It was intuitive. Mm-hmm. Then I got in. I clomped off the snow ferociously to show respect for this beautiful magnificent vehicle. You can yawn if you have to. Don't worry about it.
I just don't want to be, you know.
Like thinking my story's boring.
No, well, that's, I know. It's not you, it's me. I'm just tired.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's me, I promise. It's not you, it's me. I'll yawn, though. I just don't want to make noise like... Did you hear that? My jaw.
That jaw. That was a good. Is that? Ah, that's
a. My jaw pops when I open it.
Need to get that checked out. Anyway. Need to get that checked out. Gross.
Anyway.
So, anyway, he began to take me on a bit of a loop around and explain its various features. He said basically it charges to 70% at his apartment, I believe, and then it might get down to like 60 or 50% in a normal day of driving. He said he'd just been like on a couple errands and then it was a 20-minute drive there and 20-minute drive back or whatever. So kind of got down to 50%. I mentioned there was a tax credit to it. I've been learning a lot about taxes lately. For legal reasons, I'm not a tax professional. Nothing I say is tax advice. Many people want to ask me for tax advice and I tell them, I am sorry, I cannot help you. I'm happy to like pull up details about your account. I cannot help you with your taxes. I do not want to be in trouble there. But I have learned about a couple interesting things. So when people talk about, thank you, shout out to my coworker, you know who you are, for teaching me all of this over the course of many long discussions. Basically, taxes are more interesting and complicated than people think. A lot of people's relationship with taxes are, they come once a year, I like don't know how they work, I'm scared of them, I get all my documents, I like tremblingly type them in and like see what happens, and then I figure out what I owe, and then I get a return or whatever, and then I move on with my life. But if you know how the tax system works, you can kind of, throughout the year, be strategic about it and think, you know, kind of work the system to your advantage. And so some people talk about, oh, I can write this off on my taxes, so that means it's free, which is definitely not true. So what writing off on your taxes mean is that you've got your gross income, how much money you made, and then the amount of tax you have to pay is based on your adjustable gross income. So most of the time, people will take the standard deduction, which the IRS sets each year. So let's say you make $100,000, and then the standard deduction that year is, I don't remember what it is this year, I don't know, $15,000, whatever. You subtract that down from the $100,000. So now your adjusted gross income, you know, is $85,000. So that's the amount you'll actually be taxed. The IRS is going to not tax you on like $15,000 of your income because that's the standard deduction.
That's cool.
So is not tax advice.
I know, but for everybody.
Well, the standard deduction is a deduction that everyone can take and is standard, as they say. Huh. However, there are people that wish to itemize, which is I have more things that I would like to remove than the standard deduction is. So if the standard deduction for a year is $14,000, I've actually got more than 14,000 in things. I've got 18,000 in things. I want to use them to bring down my adjusted gross income. There's like certain things you can write off, which is what people say, which does not make it free.
No, it just means you can't be taxed on the money.
You are not taxed on the money. So it might be, I mean, it's super dependent on what tax bracket you're in and whatever. So it is a slight discount because you don't have to pay taxes on the money, but it is not you do have to pay taxes, but it's indirectly taken off later. So you effectively don't have to pay taxes on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what's confusing is that like,
you do pay taxes in the moment, but then later your tax bill is reduced by a certain amount, so you effectively didn't pay tax. Anyway, don't worry about it.
This is not advice.
This is not advice. Hopefully, does this sort of make sense?
It kind of does. It's just that money is confusing in general to me.
So with what people think is free is a tax credit, which is the most powerful thing there can be, which it removes your final tax bill by like a certain amount of dollars. So if the government is going to give you a $1,500 tax credit, then you run all the numbers, you take your deductions, you do everything you have to do, you get your final tax number, you subtract dollars directly from it. That is the most powerful thing there can be, as a tax credit. There are only a few things that gives you a tax credit. Contributing to a 529 plan in Indiana is one of them, which is why people do that. Indiana has a really good 529 college savings program, which is something you should take advantage of. If you know you're saving for someone for college, you should do it, because you get a good tax credit.
Okay.
Because it's like, it doesn't play into your deductions either. Even if you take the standard deduction, you can still use the tax credit. So anyway, I don't remember exactly what it is, but there's some 7,000 federal tax credit for Tesla.
So here's that's how it
I don't counts. Remember the exact okay. number, but there's some Got deal it. To where effectively is 7,000 off yeah. because there's a tax credit to
but
it.
But when I when I get paid all year, I am paying taxes.
Yeah. So how
every
it works,
time.
Yeah. How it works is your employer will withhold a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
It will effectively, and it depends on, you know, what your tax circumstance is. This is not advice, but your employer will withhold a certain amount of money. And I think it depends on the employer, but you can sometimes like adjust that up or down. I don't think you can at all jobs, but
sure,
you know. So what basically happens is if it's determined that you owe more, then you have to pay more. And then if it's determined, actually you overpaid us because you withhold so much over time.
Yeah.
And with the amount you make, you actually are going to get a little back. So then people are all happy, but it's like, yeah, you just gave an interest-free loan to the IRS,
you
which
did.
Is
that's and I've heard that before.
So it's probably better to like shoot a little, like you might owe, because then you can let your money grow and invest it and whatever. But people are frustrated at that idea, so they feel better getting a free $200 than paying $200. Anyway, it's a whole thing.
It's like a gift for myself to myself or something.
Yeah. Well, someone also at the Six Who Will Remain Nameless gave themselves $20 in an envelope. Like, oh, it's me in a future, you know, where they write to themselves in the future.
Yeah.
And I was so proud of Carter because I wasn't at that table, but he was at the table where the kid opened the $20 bill. It's like, I gave myself $20 last year. He's like, you know, you just lost like $2 in inflation because you like, you know, it's like the parable where you could have put that in the bank. And
oh, yeah.
Anyway, I don't even know what we were talking about. Oh yeah, tax credits. I will not buy one. I will not be buying one anytime soon. I think he had the 2023 base model, which is like probably about $35,000. So with the tax credit, $7,000 off, whatever. But I will not be buying that. The insurance alone will bankrupt me. but you know, maybe someday. Also, I prefer like it. I know it seems nice. It would also be. I would prefer Toyota or Honda or like a more established brand. I would just feel better if it was a more established brand.
Yep.
So if Toyota made an electric car, which they're dragging their feet on.
The Prius.
But if they made a nicer car that was like a little bit faster and dare I say sportier than the Prius, and it wasn't a hybrid.
Dare I say.
Yeah. So anyway, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they don't have a all electric thing yet.
Got it.
Because maybe I think people feel like the network's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that it is. I think Tesla has the network, obviously, but I don't know if other.
But it's also so really specific. If something goes wrong, like you have to get really specific.
You have to drive to Indy and go to the super duper special service center.
Exactly.
You can't go to Joe the mechanic who works on 10 Corollas a day. You've got to be
exactly.
In. being the, kinda, I mean, and then nice. You can't have a car. I guess they might give you a loan.
I'm sure it's nice. I saw. Did you see that MKBHD video on the Tesla roof?
Is that the one where you like went 900 miles an hour in the school zone or something?
No.
Anyway, the roof.
He got a solar. So Tesla does like a solar panel roof. Yeah. Which honestly is really
so it powers your house.
Yes,
it's not like the car has a solar panel roof. It's solar panels from them and put it on your house and generate electricity.
Yeah, and it's like a whole like it like covers your entire house. It's not like panels. It's
and
like,
sometimes I think you could sell your extra power back.
Yeah,
but then there's this whole game where like you can sell it for less at night but more during this hour. So you can like make it at a certain time, store it in the battery, and then sell it back and like make a little money. There's a whole game to it. But
Yeah, I really loved the video because it's like. It's very interesting when you actually think about it because it's like the solar panels take in energy during the day, but you're not using energy during the day because you're at work probably. And so you're
then you
at night,
can put
so
it
store
in your battery and then you put it in your giant battery and use it during night.
Exactly. So when the batteries are full and they're not getting any, I mean, they're just
I think
like
you
full,
can sell it back.
You can sell it back to the grid.
At probably very, very little, but at least you didn't have that before.
Yeah.
So.
It's very interesting. It's
kind of, I think that certainly in the future, like once it gets cheap enough and reasonable enough and all this, it's like, this is the future.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't have a ton to say. Oh, he did that. Cause like I told myself if I ever am like an opportunity to like see what one can do, like, and cause it would have been better for the day. Cause I like kind of couldn't see it super well, but it's like, if I ever get an opportunity, I'm just going to like try to take it. And so I've been trying to take that opportunity for like years now. And so thank you to this unspecified person who took me on a nice ride. That's much awesome. Appreciated. You'll probably never listen to this. And, of course, the acceleration was awesome.
Really?
It was, like, it wasn't, like, because I've seen YouTube videos where people are, like, freaking out. It actually wasn't as intense as I expected based on some of the YouTube reactions. Mm. He did say, because it is the base model, sorry if I said 3 earlier, by the way, it is the base model Y, model Y for 2023. Mm. He's, like, it is not as powerful as, like, a more powerful, you know, not base model. Sure. And he said the Model S is way more powerful as well. So some of those YouTube videos you see where people are, like, freaking out the acceleration, it might be, like, a decent bit more powerful. But it was plenty powerful enough to where it would, like, you know, the like dropping feeling in a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
There was like the first hints of that, like your stomach dropping, but like it didn't go like all the way to a roller coaster level of your stomach dropping. But
that's
it was
still
the
crazy,
first, it was like pushing against the edge of your stomach is dropping.
Yeah, sure. Got
so
it.
Anyway, it was, he's like, yeah, it kind of wears out the tires. Like, yeah, who cares? Tires, schmires. Like, you only live once. Like, let's burn these things at the ground.
Awesome.
So anyway,
and they
it was
don't have
fun.
Transmissions, do they, right? It's just,
I don't think so.
Like power
I don't,
to the wheel.
It is. So that's what he said. It's like, it's crazy. Unlike gas, it's like if you're going 70 miles on the interstate and you want to like have instant power and go super fast, it doesn't care what speed you are. Unlike a normal transmission,
that's like
from zero, it can do instant torque. From 70, it can do instant torque from anything.
Crazy.
Take it to the track. So yeah, someday. Maybe, but I would have to be very wealthy to do that. Like, because like, honestly, my philosophy on cars is like, look, I've got my car. It costs maybe like 4,000, probably a little less actually. Mm-hmm. It is fully paid for. It costs like, I'm going to jinx myself. It's like, it's going to break now, but it costs like maybe $500 a year in maintenance. If like at the most 1,000, I don't drive a ton. So it's not a ton of gas. Anyway, I think you have the same philosophy as me. It's reliable. Mm-hmm. It gets it done. It's paid for. Mm-hmm. So if I am at the point in life where I'm like, look, I can drop 35,000, 40,000 in cash, not worry about it. Is that ever going to happen? Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
But
that's the dream.
If that is, you know, a possibility. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
The idea, the dream of like, I would buy this car, but it would have to be fully paid for. It would have to be, I'd have to feel good about it.
Yeah.
It would probably have to be Toyota.
Yep.
It'd have to be like something that I know, like it's been out for a while. The bugs are worked out. We can go to a service station. We can find people to work on it. Mm-hmm. It's not like crazy, impossible, or expensive to find parts.
Mm-hmm.
So is it like a cool dream in theory? Absolutely. Is it going to work out? Probably not. but anyway, that was a fun little diversion.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
sorry
that's
for being
real.
Late to the podcast. You know, you're welcome to go inside, Joe. You don't have to like be on the street. Staring longingly at the happy family inside.
I was just on my phone. Don't worry.
That is like, you know,
like
having
sitting in the
a
window
great time.
Crying and looking at
steel pie from the window.
Yeah, but no, I'm looking right now. I think I've talked about this a lot, but I've stopped looking at trucks because don't snap. I really want one still. It's just not practical and like
nope.
They're too expensive. I'm not going to use it like normal, like an actual truck user would use it. I might use it like once or twice every 2 or 3 months, you know? Maybe so like once a month I might use the bed for what it's meant to be used for. And I would love to have one. I just like, the ones I want are so expensive and I just don't. It's
are,
not worth it.
What's so expensive? What does that mean?
The Tacoma, like a Toyota Tacoma from like 2012 to 2014-ish. is like still like $20,000, even for like 140,000 miles on it, you know, which now they last for a long, long time. But like, I'm sorry, that's just not, I just can't. So I've been looking at Highlanders, which are generally cheaper. They're more expensive than my car was when I bought it. Cause they're a bit bigger, you know, and they have a bigger engine, which is what I want. I want a V6 and hopefully four wheel drive. So, but yeah, even like, just cause I'm the same philosophy. Like I just want to like save up the money, pay for it
once, no interest, exactly. No nothing.
And then all it is gas and oil changes and random maintenance,
you know? Parts, pieces.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll get me from place to place when I need it. So I'm the same. Not that having a new car wouldn't be nice, but
it'd be nice. It's just like, thing to get I don't me. Have.
Yeah.
The ability like, to buy it instantly. So yeah.
Cars just go down in value.
Worst investment, you know, ever. They're going nothing but in the toilet from the second. What is it? Like you buy it from the dealership, you go over the bump. Now it's 20,000 less or whatever.
Exactly.
It's like, oh gosh.
And whereas something like a house is a really smart investment because mostly they just go up, you know?
Yeah. It's almost certainly going to stay level and then probably going to realistically go a good bit up, even outpacing inflation.
Yep.
Not as much as like, you know, the S&P 500 or anything, no, but it's sure, certainly going to go up a good bit and likely outpace inflation by a
people
good bit.
Retire on real estate, you know,
they do. It generates some money.
It does. Anyway.
Anyway.
I feel like we talk about such
boring adult you used boring to, it was things. Like, oh, this class, I'm really enjoying my pottery class. And now it's like, I'm really enjoying saving my money so I cannot die a homeless man.
Yeah, exactly. So, I did finish Steal Like an Artist. Did I tell you
that? Oh, last good
time?
Job, Joe. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I'm going to snap really, for that. Thank I got you, Joe yeah. this nice gift, Steal Like an Artist, a nice book. Yep. Was it your birthday?
A year ago or something?
I don't remember. Yeah. I'm glad you liked it. Was it? I thought it was inspirational, and I thought it might inspire you. He basically has this very, like, all over the place philosophy where he's like, read interesting books and ask questions and Google everything and look at Wikipedia articles and everything and, like, throw random things up in the air and see what falls down. And he's like this very artsy fartsy character.
Oh, yes. It
was
great.
But it was like, I thought it was, because like probably a lot of it is like, oh, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But then a few things in there are good ideas and here's how to be creative.
Yep.
And I'm coming to like terms with myself because I've made like albums, quote unquote, which like of instrumental music. And it's like throughout my life, it's like, these are not good quality at all. Like not even a little bit.
Yeah.
And every time I think about making another album, I'm like, this is just not good. Like I can write some decent loops or some things I'm satisfied with if I really work at it, but I just can't. I've lost the flow. Like when I was younger, I didn't judge myself as much. So I just put down songs and then if they kind of didn't sound the best, but whatever, I just cranked them out and there's like 8 minute electronic song. Well, no, here's another 8 minute electronic song. Whoa. So I just kept cranking out. Are they super repetitive? Oh yeah. It take like 20 minutes to get anywhere. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And it's the same chord progression all the time, but I'm just not, it's hard to write music.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is.
It's tough.
It is. Well, and I feel the same. Like I rarely create just for myself, you know? Which is why I've tried to I bought like a big sketchbook and I try to just write. Cause my thing is this, I'm saying like, it has to be for a purpose and I have to like make it perfect. But like the essence of good art is just art that you just make. Like good art is art that's made and like that people can see, you know what I mean? Well, that I like, you know? And so, I've got that. And then like, I just try to force myself to like make stuff just for me, you know? I actually started, I didn't intend to talk about this, but that kind of is a good segue. I started, my own Instagram account for my designs. And, so I've been posting those, which is kind of fun. Cause it's like, it's taking designs that have just been sitting on my computer and like actually using them for like just putting them out there. And then, you know, if I ever want to do any side work with like design, you know, rebranding stuff, like I can just be like, yeah, I have a whole, you know, here's my portfolio, but also check out my Instagram. Like, this is a pretty good, like, way to view all of my work in one place, you know? So, and it's just kind of fun to make, like, biblical art and put it out there, so.
It's going to be some passive income.
Someday.
Someday.
Yeah,
someday. Back to the income discussion.
Yep. Ah, stupid money.
Stupid income.
I swear.
Stupid income.
Man, that shows you what we think about. Anyway,
can't take it with you. We talked a little bit about that in my like small group within the small group. Like, can't take it with you. But anyway, we've had a discussion a million times.
I know.
We should talk about something else.
Yeah. Anyway, Stay Like an Artist was great. Thank you for.
What did you? Is there any good takeaway? Did like reading it inspire you to start the Instagram account?
Yes.
Or what was it?
Okay. Yes, I think just this idea that like art isn't done until it's shipped. I think I don't know. I think that came from that book. Right?
That sounds right.
Yeah, like it's not done until it's like packaged and like sent, you know? So like, which like, it's kind of a consumer mindset or like a production mindset, but like, I don't know. It's, I think it's kind of true. Cause you know, now it's like, I have something to feel like I've accomplished, you know, in a lot of ways. So it's just good. Yeah. It just, I was like, you know what? I just need to get off my butt. I've been sitting on this for like a year and like, I've been like caught up on the on the logo for my Instagram and I can't get it exactly right. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Like, I have something. It's not my favorite, but I'll fix it later if I want it, you know? So anyway, it's been good. If you want to give me a follow at Made Alive Media.
Isn't that copyright? You have brought I don't me back think, to the
region. Oh, well, No.
Is that why you
did? Well, yeah, it's that song, but also it's like in the Bible. It's like Ephesians chapter 2, Paul talks about being made alive. So like, that's where I got it from. But that's also where they got the song from. So it's like, if anyone wants to copyright me, Paul can, except he's dead and doesn't care. So, but also God spoke through him. So
that's fair.
Anyway. Yeah. So, shameless plug there. It's a good time if you want to just go see the stuff I make. But anyway, it's a great book. Now I'm reading so many books right now, which is good, but also I wish I could finish. Like, I just want to finish one. I'm trying to finish Surprised by Joy by C.S. Lewis. The Four Loves by C.S. Lewis. Finding the Will of God, which is
by
like
C.S. Lewis.
No.
A little different.
But it's that one's so funny because it's the title is Finding the Will of God and then it, and the subtitle is A Pagan Notion ?
Whoa, clickbait. Ooh, there.
Yeah, I know, right.
Whoa.
It's actually really good. And then there's How to Hear from God, A Simple Guide for Normal People. And then I feel like there's one more. Oh, Welcome to the Monkey House by Kurt Vonnegut. I've been working on that for a while. That's like fiction, obviously. It's like, it's just a collection of his short stories. Oh, so like okay. Every story is different. There's actually some really interesting ones that maybe we could talk about. But and then I feel like there was one more. I started Loveology by Jean-Marc Comer and didn't finish it.
DNF, did not finish.
Yeah.
No shame. Happens to the best of us.
I want to read at least one book a month. And so I did that technically with Steal Like an Artist, even though it's like a tiny book.
Hey, it counts. It counts.
It counts.
The average person reads like one book a decade. So like, don't worry. One book a month.
Yeah.
You can do it.
So I'll read 12 more books this year than I did last year, at least.
Yeah, you will. So. Wait, you read one book last year?
No, I think, I'm trying to think. I read Rest in War last year. I didn't ever finish Gentle and Lowly because I got so freaking bored. It's a good book. It's not a bad book. It's just like 35 chapters of like God is gracious and good. And
God is gracious and good.
And he is.
Let's talk about how good and gracious
and God. Right? It's like he is totally.
Why don't
absolutely.
You fall asleep to the sound of my voice?
I think I got a little tired of his writing. No offense. I mean, it's good. It's really good. You should definitely read it.
I'm picturing like, you know, the Shining where it's like, oh, work and all play makes Jack a dull boy and he writes it on the typewriter or whatever, like a million times. I'm just picturing like God is gentle and good, like on the typewriter and just the book is nothing but God is gentle and good and repeat it over and over.
Yeah.
It's kind of terrifying. But.
And it is. He is. Like we often, and the whole book is based around like the Matthew 11 verse about, you know, Jesus only talks about what's in his heart once and it's there. And he says, I am gentle and lowly, gentle and humble at heart. You know, so it's like just exploring what that means for 35 freaking chapters, which is great. And it needs to be done. But I just got
your problem last year, Joe, is you didn't finish the book. So it like, quote unquote, didn't count.
Yeah.
And then it like, so you had done a lot of reading, but like,
exactly.
quote unquote, nothing.
Nothing
to show
it didn't
for
go
it.
Anywhere. Yeah.
I mean, if you got that God was gentle and good from the book, like maybe it doesn't count for it, like a book credit in your mind. But if you learned what it was trying to get and then got tired and bailed, as long as you learned what it was trying to get, like it counts at least for something, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think I read at least 3 or 4 books last year.
The ones this year so far, I'll mention, there's a few more, but I'll just mention Service Model by Adrian Tchaikovsky, I think is how you do his last name. Fiction. I don't read fiction very often, so it's a big deal for me, but I actually loved this book.
Really?
Like, there are only two things with fiction. Either I am reading it, I'm like, this is terrible. I cannot get past chapter one. Like, I hate everything right now. Cough, cough. Dune, cough, cough. And so it's like, I won't waste my time with that. Or it's like, this book is so amazing. I am, like, my life is an obstacle to reading this book. I will finish it in 2 days, like one or 2 days. Like, if it's the weekend, all I will do is read this book. And then I will come to a screeching halt and be done. So this book, it's kind of hard to explain, but it's basically about this robot who... I don't want to give anything away, but who needs to solve a mystery, shall we say? And basically, like, he is a robot, so he has to follow his programming and always does follow his programming.
Mm-hmm.
But it's super interesting because, like, the world is super messed up. It's the robots haven't taken over, but the humans have become so lazy. Okay, here's why I liked it, I think. So the humans have become, like, lazy and just let the robots do everything. But unlike most books where this happens, where the robots are just, like, doing a good job and, like, really efficient and everything,
mm-hmm.
like, the robots are super bad at their job. And, like, all these systems, like, are clashing with each other in a terrible way. It's almost making fun of, like, how all these systems in our life mm-hmm. kind of clash with each other a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
In the financial services industry, it's like, this software doesn't understand what this software is trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or we email this thing in and it gets misunderstood by this company is wanting to do this, but really we want to do this. And it's mm-hmm. like, oh, it's supposed to make our life easier. But, like, there's just weird glitches and it's like, That probably sounded kind of crazy. I'll probably cut most of that
Honestly,
out,
no, that sounds really interesting.
Trust me, listeners, I probably cut most of this out because it sounds like crazy to explain, but trust me, you'll love it. Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins. This was a really good one. This came out recently. Basically, it's like becoming more chill. Let people do things is the idea. Like, stop trying to control everyone. You don't have that problem, Joe, as much, I don't think. Maybe you do sometimes.
Well, it depends.
I used to be bad. I tried to control everyone in my head. Like, you should do it this way. You should. And after reading this book, I actually feel like a weight has been lifted off. I'm like, you know what? The philosophy of the book is like, look, you guys are adults. You know, these people in my life, they're adults. They can do what they want to do. I can't control them. I can just control me. If you guys want to be dumb, okay. Like, I can't help you. Like, let them be dumb is the idea. Let them do things. If they want to not do what you want them to do, okay, let them. Fine. Have fun. Go for it.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you have kids, you know, make them behave, whatever.
Sure.
But if they're other adults and coworkers and things, just let them.
It's fair.
Last one maybe to mention, College Girl Missing, The True Story of How a Young Woman Disappeared in Plain Sight by Sean Cohen. Lauren Spear disappeared in Bloomington. Mm. Is a local mystery. Her poster was up for many years and maybe is still seen in some places, but it was like, where'd she go? Because she disappeared in 2010, you know, just a college student here in town. But the, you know, the guys that were with her aren't talking. we can say that for sure. One night she was partying with them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, presumably drugs and alcohol and, you know, different things were involved that different people say different things.
Mm-hmm.
But she managed to disappear and was never seen again. Kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird, Joe? Like, people can just disappear. Like, you can never find them, but, like, we looked at every reasonable place and we can't find them.
Yeah. It's like,
what the heck? That's so creepy. That makes that's so creepy.
Was it like law of physics? Like, matter can't be destroyed.
Energy cannot be created or destroyed. So it's like this person went somewhere, whether they're dead or alive, they're somewhere. And in the book, that has a couple lines that like freaked me the heck out, where it was like, in that evening, like dumpsters all across town are being emptied and like concrete was being poured in like this area over here. And it's like just making you think like, I guess they could have like dropped a body in the concrete and like no one would have found it.
Oh my gosh.
Or they could have like put it in the dumpster. Because like that's probably what happened. They just put the body. Like, sorry, I know that's gross
just
and like
horrible.
So horrible. But like realistically, the author like kind of leads you to believe that she like had a heart condition, either had drank too much or the heart condition was just flaring up or whatever the case may be. And the guys who were with her like probably just saw that she'd like collapsed or died. And, like, knew she was underage and, like, she's not supposed to be doing that or whatever. Like, drinking or doing whatever. And we're going to get in trouble. And so, you know, not funny at all, very serious. She probably died and didn't have a pulse. And then they probably put her in the dumpster.
Ugh.
And it probably got emptied. And then probably, like, by the time they thought to search the dump again, so much time had passed that they couldn't really have found anything. There was just too much stuff there. So it's, like, that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
It makes them, because there's a bunch of, like, theories like, oh, there was a serial killer in town and like he grabbed her and it's like probably not, because what is it, Occam's razor, is that what it is, the most simple explanation? Anyway, so it's obviously really sad and not like kind of depressing. Creepy and depressing. But it's like, I just don't see what other thing there could be, like that's what it was. And like obviously they're gonna get in huge trouble if they say anything, and the guys that were there, like 3 or 4 guys, would have maybe been around for the time. So it's like, if anyone of them talks, they're all going down, so to speak, legally. So, like, they're all taking it to their grave, or, like, at least the last one on his deathbed. But, it's just, no one's ever going to know exactly what happened, because no one's going to say. Like, would it be different in the age of phones? Like, had she had, like, a true smartphone with her, maybe they could have tracked a little more. But, like, I don't think this could happen in quite the same way today.
Yeah.
Because I think, just, like, imagine if she had a phone in her pocket, like, they can still track her to some extent. Like, the battery lives are so good now, they could at least track her for a couple of days. Like, unless the guy's, like, destroyed the phone. I don't know.
There's a million, yeah.
Anyway.
It's crazy to me, because it's, like, all of this stuff has a cause. I mean, JFK's bullet, that bullet came from somewhere. Like, it was fired from a gun, and I don't know.
It did not appear from nowhere.
Exactly. It's not like he just, I mean, we know he died, and we know that there was someone who shot him. and we just don't know. Well, I mean, that's the official story. I don't know.
Wink, wink.
Maybe the government does know and just isn't telling us, but...
Plot twist.
I mean, I know it's assumed to be Oswald, but, like, it's also not... I don't know.
No one's positive on that.
So it's just, like, we just won't know, you know? And it's just, like, one of those mysteries that, like, yeah, Lauren Spears... Spears?
I thought it was Spear, but I'm not super sure. No, disrespect. Lauren, S-P, I want to say E-I-R-E-R.
Yeah.
I always said Spear.
Yeah. It's like she was a person and she was at class that Monday or whatever, probably. And then like wasn't, you know, and where did she go? Like we have a guess, but like, yeah, that's horrible. Ugh.
They've not filed the paperwork to declare her legally dead.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you know, because at least if you knew she was legally dead, like for sure. Because mm-hmm. there's always that tiny hope that kills you. Like, no, yeah. Don't give me hope from Avengers Endgame.
Yep.
But, like, presumably, yes. Because, like, could she be? I just don't think she could. Because, like, she would have obviously tried to get back. But I don't know. Like, literally, God knows. And
yeah, exactly. I'll ask him when I get there.
Like, I presume maybe she'll be there. We can, like, apologize to her for, like, the human race being so bad.
Yeah, honestly.
But, like... from a media perspective or whatever, media literacy perspective, there's like definitely a class and privilege angle where it's like, think about all the people that disappeared that weren't like a young white college girl mm-hmm. at IU with tons of people like looking for or whatever. Like mm-hmm. either you know, there's a million variables you can throw into it, but it's like, if you were not this, then like you could have disappeared. No one said anything or no one cared or no one looked. Mm-hmm. And no, certainly there wasn't like a giant media campaign where it's like, oh, find her, pay for these billboards, like tear the entire, because the author gave a few other examples where it's like, oh, in Indy, there was this other girl who was like, you know, not a white young college girl with tons of money.
Yeah.
And it's like, ah, they sort of looked for her barely and it's like, then kind of gave up. So it's like, think about the people that disappear. You can go to Wikipedia, big list of disappear, like list of people who disappeared. Like they didn't actually disappear. They can't. Energy can't be destroyed, but like where'd they go?
But we just don't know where they went.
I don't know.
It's insane.
World's a big place.
Like, and I like, you watch these movies, like Jack had on Michael Collins. It's a movie about, do you know who that is?
No, I'm just nodding to be polite. Okay. I don't know who Michael Collins is.
He basically, it's like Braveheart, but in 1916, like when Ireland got there, like I don't really know about a lot going over there, but like when they became the, like the Republic, I think. I'm so illiterate about this stuff. So
yeah,
I'm
too. I don't know.
But when they officially seceded from Britain and like literally they didn't know what Michael Collins was like the leader, like one of the generals on the Irish side, you know, who helped do it. And they didn't know what he looked like because no one had ever gotten a picture of him.
The people in Ireland did not know what he looked like, or the people in Britain?
Either, I think, yeah. Okay. So he like totally kept his identity a secret. Because it was 1916 and there's no databases, there's no technology, there's nothing.
You can just walk around and be free and not even.
You could literally just leave and go into the woods. And if nobody ever found you, like.
They can't find you. There's no way to
exactly,
do it.
Exactly. Because who's going to go out there?
There's no way. Yeah.
It's just, but so I feel like it used to be so easy to like fall off the face of the earth. Now it's a little harder, but
it's still doable. We have the illusion that it's hard.
Yes. It still happens. You know,
we have the illusion, oh man, we're really like, we can track everyone with our phones. It's like, no, we can't. I can throw my phone in the river and drive away in a random direction and literally no one will ever see me ever again.
Which is really kind of crazy.
It's like, whoa, don't give me ideas.
Yeah.
It's like, it's that easy. I could just drive away. It's like,
in me that like, if I go out in the woods without a phone,
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Yeah.
You know, it's like, what if I fall and break my leg? You know, and like, I can't get in, you know, but it's like, that's how people just used to do it, you know?
They did break their leg and they did die and no one found them.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I guess I'm
dead. And then you crawled back and then, you know, the local apothecary fixed you up, you know?
Yes, have some magic tea or whatever. And they, you know, couldn't really do much.
Man, that'd be kind of cool to make that like a regular thing to like go out.
Break your legs in the woods.
No. Like leave the phone behind and like go in the woods or something and just be removed. Be really like off the grid, you know?
I'm sure that would be terrifying is what it would be, but no, it's interesting to think about. I mean, it's a false sense of security. Your phone might not work or it might have not, because like I know with the iPhone 16 Pro, I want to say there's a way for it to connect to satellite, so it's like even if you don't have connection you could still like technically get like text emergency services or whatever, or at least get them your location with like a brief message. Like stuff isn't as up to date and safe and cool as we think it is. It's like I could
anywhere
die accidentally right now.
It's the only thing that Well, other than maybe my wallet, but even sometimes I forget my wallet and my keys.
That would be scary. Like, used to, people just went on these, like, huge road trips. Zero phone. They could crash. They could go into the river right now. Yeah. No one would ever know where they were. No one would find them. They couldn't call for help.
Nope.
It's like, oh, my goodness. And now it's like, we've got our battery.
Are we just babies, though? We're like, just, is that the way it's supposed to be? Like,
we're just babies. Like, we are the true babies.
And we used to, we couldn't, like,
yeah. Come on now. You babies with your constant access to 911 grow up.
Our great-grandfathers were, like, laughing at us.
Back in my day, we didn't have 911.
But see, like, in the deepest parts of me, that's appealing. Like,
I don't know.
To, like, get in a car and, like, just go. And like
I don't have to answer phone. To anyone. I can drive and do whatever.
Like, I'll call you from a payphone. You know, like.
See, that's cool right there.
You know?
That's actually cool.
But then, like, what happens if you run out of gas on the highway? Like, would you hitchhike into town or walk to the nearest gas station? Like, ugh. So it's like this weird, like,
you meet a nice young woman, start your family right there in random Nowheresville, Indiana. Come back to your family in Bloomington 30 years later with 7 kids.
Exactly.
And they say, wow, we thought you were dead.
Like the Hobbit.
Just like the Hobbit.